He's gonna do some vocals on a thing. A Who's thing. You know, I've got so many notes after these shows from people saying, you know, don't play Who material, play this, play that, play this remote track, play this unknown song here. And I tend to squeeze in a few things that are a bit rare now and again, so I hope to keep you happy. This is not one of those moments. This is not a rarity. But this song is obviously about something that happened to me. Some of you may know the story and some of you may not know the story, so I'll just briefly give you the story. I was at a meeting with a guy called Alan Klein, who's a big music publisher who's got his claws into the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, and me to some extent. And I spent about 13 hours in this meeting, and I walked out with him owning quite a lot of my music. I don't know quite how, but we kind of lost some battles. And I went to a nightclub with my manager, Chris Stamp, and we met the Sex Pistols. And I said to them, for the first time, after punching a few people around, I said, because I was pretty angry by this time, I said, you can fucking have it. If you fucking want it, you can fucking have it. It's shit. And that's the way I felt at the time. And so the song is partly about, you know, who the hell are you to come along and take this away. But the other thing is, there's another thing, which is that Who is the Sufi, one of the Sufi things that people do when they're working, is one of the names, the many, many names of God. And this is a seeking song as well. It's Who Are You? I Really Need to Know. This is my song, my version of this famous Who song. Bit of background there. This is the People's Republic of Berkeley version.